another original podcast from OFM, the sound of your life. Own It with Terri-Ann Adams.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Terri, and this is my third installment of Own It. For those who haven't heard me thus far, I am a person with albinism living with a visual disability, navigating my life with very, very limited vision. I've also been considered legally blind, and recently I've had to go and do an eye test. The eye test. It was so unnerving. It was a very unnerving experience for me because seeing my vision laid bare and what my limitations are has been disheartening. And I know that we here at Own It, we speak about motivation and making it through and being better despite and throughout. But today I want to speak about how sometimes you can't find the courage to be better. Sometimes you just feel like rubbish and you just want to wallow in it. And it's not called wallowing. It's what you need to do in order to push through, because if you just be better without dealing with the full weight of what's happening to you, and that's a lot of people expect people with disabilities to just be rainbows and unicorns. But when you realize exactly where your independence is going, how much limitations you have, sometimes you need to work through. So instead of building a bridge and getting over it, you need to get through it. Build a boat and get through it. So yeah, like I was saying, with my eye test, I found out that my limitations have increased and my vision has gone lower, and it took me a while to say goodbye to another piece of my independence, which has become synonymous with my identity. And so for anybody who's got a disability or just any sort of limitation or anything that you're dealing with right now, I want to tell you that it's okay to take a moment to deal with the weight and the gravitas of what you're going through, and it's okay to take a moment to be sad, because in the wonderful animated film Inside Out, I found out that sadness is necessary, because sadness alerts people around you to come and help you. And it's like it also breeds into that sort of community thing that I spoke about on my last time with you guys. And sadness is an alert not only to others, but an alert to yourself. Sometimes it is in those down days that you find the clarity and that you find the solutions and the answers on how to make it through. So that's how I am going to own it. And that's how I would like you to think about owning it. All right, till next time. Bye.
Download this inspirational message now on the OFM Nights blog on ofm.co.za. Own It, your moment of inspiration on OFM, the sound of your life. Another original podcast from OFM, the sound of your life.